Before we begin, make sure you won't be disturbed for the next few minutes. Put aside your phones and devices and take this time just for you. Find a comfortable seat, allow yourself to relax and sink into it, and gently close your eyes and open your imagination. Breathe in through your nose as you feel yourself letting go of the stresses of the day. As you slowly breathe in and out, allow yourself to settle into your body as the chatter of your mind begins to dim, allowing yourself to drop completely into this moment. In your mind's eye, visualize the driveway in front of your house. If you live in a condo with no driveway, pick the house you grew up in, or pick any house that you've ever been in that has a driveway. For the purpose of this feelingization, that will be your house. I want you to imagine that your ex, someone with whom you still feel attached in either a positive or negative way, has parked their car right in the middle of your driveway. If your ex didn't have a car, make up the kind of car you think they would have had. So, you're looking at the car of your ex-lover sitting parked in your driveway. Maybe you're standing right next to it. Maybe you're peering at it from a window or through a crack in the door. Notice any feelings that arise as you view this scene. As you are looking at the car, you suddenly catch a glimpse of the biggest, baddest tow truck you've ever seen. It looks like one of those monster trucks with wheels that are nearly as tall as a normal car. At first, you think it's going to drive right by, but then you realize it's pulling up right in front of your ex's car. It backs up to it, and sure enough, out comes the tow truck driver, who then lowers that big hook right onto the bumper. Watch as the tow truck raises half the car off the ground and listen as the truck engine cranks up. Now the tow truck is driving forward and pulling your ex's car out of your driveway. Notice how that feels. After the tow truck has pulled away, look down, and the first thing you notice is that the driveway where your ex's car was parked is filthy. There's grease, oil, dirt, it's everywhere. It's a mess. You look back to see where the tow truck is taking the car, and you see it's heading out of your neighborhood. It's now on the highway, or the freeway, somewhere heading north. If you're on the East Coast, the tow truck is pulling your ex's car on I-95 heading north towards Canada. If you're on the West Coast, it's on the 5 heading north towards Alaska. And if you're in any other part of the country, pick the closest freeway and have it head north towards the North Pole. The tow truck keeps traveling north, and soon it has passed the North Pole. It's picking up speed now. It's going faster and faster until finally you noticed it's lifted off the ground entirely. It's flying through the air like a plane taking off. You watch it make its way up through the clouds, and then you see the tow truck driver has skillfully parachuted to safety. The tow truck with your ex's car in tow is now in outer space and continues to head to the far reaches of the universe. It's just passed out of the Milky Way. It's past several black holes. You are not in the tow truck, by the way. You are at your house. But you can see that the tow truck and the car are now beyond the farthest, farthest reaches of the universe. You suddenly feel something in the palm of your hand. You look down and see there's a little box with a big red button on it. When I say go, you're going to push this button and blow the car into a million zillion pieces. Are you ready? 1, 2, 3, go! The car and the tow truck have just been blown into 10 gazillion pieces. You can't even see them because they are so small and so many light years away. With a great sense of satisfaction and relief, you turn your attention once again to your driveway, to the spot where your ex's car was once parked. Once again, you notice that the driveway has accumulated years and years of abuse, neglect, dirt, and grease. You realize now that this is totally unacceptable. So you gather yourself, roll up your sleeves, and get to work on cleaning the space. See yourself placing very tall candles on the four corners of the driveway. These candles can be waist high, or they can be shoulder high like tiki torches. Make them as high as you would like them to be. Now take a match or a lighter and light each of the four candles on each of the four corners of your driveway. The moment you light them, you see a team in hazmat suits is running in. They have cleansers and equipment, and they are starting to clean up the mess on the driveway. The four candles are continuing to burn, and your hazmat crew is taking away the biggest pieces of debris and putting them in garbage bags. Now they're getting ready to go home for the day. But leave the candles burning. They are purifying your space, cleaning out the remnants of the past. These candles are going to burn for the next 30 days, and today is day one. Take a good look around because tomorrow at the same time, you will come back and continue to clean up your driveway. The moment you put your attention on those four candles burning at the four corners of your driveway, the hazmat team will appear with scrub brushes, soap, new paint, asphalt, gravel, whatever your driveway needs to become fresh and pure and new again. The goal is to make this driveway the most beautiful, gorgeous driveway you've ever seen. Make it really inviting to your soulmate so that he or she can't wait to pull their car into it. Come back each day and see how far down the candles have burned and see that the grease stains have faded and disappeared, only to be replaced by fresh pavement or gravel, and it's beautiful now. Each day as you return, you clean this space up even more. Add plants and flowers around the driveway. And know that as you do so, you are rolling out the cosmic welcome mat for your beloved. Take one last deep breath, and when you are ready, open your eyes and go back into your day refreshed, relaxed, and confident.